Stage Dramas present The Final Curtain. This week's front page drama, The Final Curtain, is a dramatization of a feature article entitled From Emperor's Sweetheart to the Breadline. We feel sure that you will want to read this very interesting and colorful article in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now to the story of Kathy Schratt, who played a role in real life far more dramatic and colorful than one conceived by any playwright. The time, the spring of the year, 1885. The city, Vienna, the brilliant, gay, and graceful capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In his study in the palace of Schönbrunn sits the Emperor Franz Joseph. His wife, the Empress Elizabeth, speaks.
Forgive my intruding, Franz Joseph.
Intruding, my dear? It isn't often that you honor me these days.
I know. After 28 years of marriage, I'm afraid we failed. We seem to have so little to say to one another.
Your conduct has been irreproachable. I can't say it has been warm.
And your fidelity has been admirable. But I didn't come to talk about our marriage. This is one thing we do have in common. I'm speaking of the Burbs Theatre.
Yes, well, I attend the opening nights. I support it from the private exchequer. What more?
A great deal more. But that's beside the point. They're terribly in debt. Vienna expects so much in the way of costumes and scenery. They can't make ends meet. I've taken the liberty of inviting one of the companies to explain more fully than I can. You remember Catherine Schratt?
The dancer? You've invited her here without asking my leave?
You liked her. You've admired her for years. Franz Joseph, if you should like her even better, if she could give you the warmth that I have somehow failed to bring into your life, believe me, it would only mean happiness to me. She's waiting outside. I'll bring her in. She's terribly frightened at the thought of addressing you. Don't be afraid, Fräulein. At worst, he will only end the audience. Remember, first the theater's history, then its expenditure demanded by the court, then your personal debt for costume.
Your Majesty, if he should dismiss me at once, before I have an opportunity to say a word, you have done so much for me, I should hate to fail you.
I hope for great things from this meeting, Fräulein Katharina. You've only to remember, if he stops speaking and looks at you, it is a signal for you to go. Will you remember that? It is important.
I will try, Your Majesty.
Very good, Fräulein. Come along now. We mustn't keep the Emperor waiting. Your Imperial Majesty, may I present Fräulein Katharina Schratt, Premier Danseuse of the Burg Theatre.
Your Imperial Majesty.
Very well, be quick. I have only a few moments. You wish to outline the fiscal needs of the theatre. Are you leaving us, Elizabeth?
Fräulein Schratt will excuse me, I'm sure. She's eminently able to give you a survey of the theatre's circumstances. Goodbye, Fräulein. I will see you tomorrow evening in the green room after the play.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
All right, now then. You say the theatre is in arrears.
You are aware of the glorious history of the Berg Theatre, Your Imperial.
Very well. I will give the order for the Treasury to assume the obligations and to relieve you from further embarrassment by attending to your expenses for costume. Is there anything else?
Oh, no, Your Majesty. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, both for myself and my colleagues, and still more for the sake of the theatre itself, which I dearly love. You are so kind.
Not everyone would agree with you, I'm afraid. Why are you bowing yourself out?
But I must go, Your Majesty. I've already outstayed my welcome, I'm afraid.
That, Katharina Schratt, I think you would always find it impossible to do. Katharina, they call you Kathy?
My family used to call me that.
Come here, Kathy. Little Kathy, how old are you?
My manager says I'm 21, Your Majesty.
Do you agree with him?
No, Your Majesty. I'm really 29.
An awesome age. And what do you think of 49? Nearly half a century.
I think it a grand age, sire. I think, if it is of yourself you speak, you would grace any age you chose to be.
I think, Kathy, we are going to be very good friends.
And so Kathy Schratt, the straightforward, loyal, friendly little dancer of the Burg Theater, indeed became the warmest friend of the Emperor. Elizabeth, glad to see her strategy bringing real warmth and happiness into the busy, barren life of her husband, suggested his purchasing the villa across the garden from the palace of Schönbrunn. Three times a week, the methodical Emperor rose at 4 o'clock before the sun rose and made his way through the palace grounds to have breakfast, which Kathy cooked for him with her own hands. One morning at breakfast...
Ah, Aren't you much thinner than you were when I met you a year ago? Your arms, they aren't plump as they were then. And your cheeks are thinner, much thinner.
Oh, I always get thinner when I don't sleep much. It makes me much better for the theater.
But not for me. I am your audience, and I like you as you were. From now on, the Berg Theater and all of Vienna shall be deprived of your performances. Henceforth, I shall be your only audience.
Quite enough, sire.
Do you know, Kathy, I have never given you a present. Tonight, we shall dine. Yesterday, I killed a magnificent young boar in the forest of Schönbrunn. Do you know how to prepare a suckling boar?
Oh, but I do, Your Majesty.
Colonel.
I have a special recipe I learned when I was a girl in the country on a farm.
Good, good, splendid. Then tonight, we shall have a feast.
Oh, I can't wait, sire. Your servant whipped the platter out of the oven as I was thrusting the apple in his mouth. Oh, it's such a beautiful little boar, sire. Plump and tender and juicy. But he took it away and closed the door of the dining room.
So, permit me to offer you my arm. We shall enter the dining room in state. Come, Kathy. Hubert, bring in the boar.
Here it is, Your Majesty.
There, there, my dear. Oh. To celebrate our first anniversary.
No. Oh, no, not for me. Oh, I've never seen anything so magnificent.
No wonder simple little Katrina Schratt was overcome, for around the boar's neck hung a necklace of pearls. From its hairy ears dangled diamond earrings. Its wrists were adorned with bracelets, and every thorny toe carried a valuable ring. Life in the villa in the shadow of Schönbrunn went on happily in this center for several years. Then, early one morning, Crown Prince Rudolf was found at Meierling, dead beside his dead beloved Baroness Fitzera. A messenger roused Kathy as soon as the news reached the palace. She was summoned to the private apartments of the Empress, where she found the poised and reticent queen, frantic with grief.
Oh, but there must be some mistake. Rudolf, why, he had so much to live for. He would have been emperor someday. I called you because I hoped you would break the news to Rudolf's father. He is so fond of you. You've been so good to him these past few years. You will know how to tell him gently. Otherwise, I think the shock would be more than he could bear.
Poor Emperor. How dreadful it would be. I will tell him, of course, if you wish it, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Kathy. I will tell him you are here.
There is no need. I have heard enough.
Even more closely than joy, sorrow bound the Emperor to his sturdy little friend. A few years after the tragedy at Meierling, the Empress Elizabeth, while on a vacation in Switzerland, was stabbed to the heart with a cobbler's awl thrust by a mad anarchist. Although they had been somewhat estranged for many years, the Emperor felt the death of his wife as a dreadful loss. He came to rely more and more on Kathy's warm, genuine sympathy and ready understanding. The World War was at its height when in 1916, the Emperor, whose name alone had held fast the weakening links of the Austrian Empire, lay dying in Kathy's arms.
Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, darling. Always. You feel a little better this evening.
Put your arms about me, my child. I am old, Kathy.
And I'm no longer a child, Your Majesty. I turned 60 6 years ago, remember?
You are always young to me. I think you must be an angel. They never grow old. The world is changing, Kathy.
Yes, sire. And you will live to change it into what it ought to be.
No. No, I feel it crumbling. I try to grip it fast, to refuse to let it change. Breaks in my fingers. Empire is going to pieces under me.
That is only your illness, child.
Perhaps I clutch too hard. Your way was best, Kathy. Yours and Elizabeth's. I've always been too hard and brittle. Put your arms around me. They're so soft. It's the soft things that never break. Gentleness endures. I know that now. Too late.
Your Majesty.
At the imperial funeral a few days later, a shy, plump little figure in widow's black stood uncertainly among the mourners. Everyone in the dual monarchy knew what she had meant to the man lying on the great catafalque. Yet, according to rank, form, and etiquette, she had no standing at all. Everyone turned anxious eyes on the young Archduke Karl, who had succeeded his great uncle to the throne.
It is most embarrassing, Your Majesty. There is no precedent. Wouldn't it be best to ignore her presence altogether? See, she is making no demand for recognition.
Nonsense. We all know what she meant to the late emperor, what she meant to the empire. Everyone loves her.
Well,
leave it to me.
You will seek her out, Your Majesty? A nobody? An actress who, after all, was merely a friend?
Fräulein Schraff.
Oh, Your Majesty.
You come with me.
With you?
For you is reserved a place of honor at my right. You mourn him no less than any of us. You knew him best of all.
With the death of the emperor, the close of the First World War, and the partition of Austria, Kathy fell on hard times. Her income from the public treasury was cut short. But even actual hunger could not force her to make public the secrets of her private life. Many publishers tried to worm out of her the romance of the unhappy Habsburg.
You understand, of course, Fräulein, that your memoirs will be received in America as among the outstanding books of the year. And the picture rights should net you easily another 50,000.
Thank you, mein Herr, thank you. I'm sure you will take a little wine.
Thank you. I shall drink to your success in Hollywood.
Drink, my friend, but not to my Hollywood career.
Not? I don't understand. Think of the luster you can contribute to the memory of a famous house.
They need none of my guilty. They are too famous to need the services of a simple little person like me. I told all I had to tell when I convinced them the Marilyn tragedy was genuinely suicide. No, my dear sir. Honor me by drinking my sherry. But do not ask me to reveal what is too precious a memory.
And so Kathy Schrapp remained in her dismantled Vienna to die in obscurity and comparative poverty. You have just heard the front page drama, The Final Curtain, a dramatization of a feature article entitled From Emperor's Sweetheart to the Breadline, to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.